Let's get to our guest, Jay Pulaski, founder and principal of TPW Advisory. Jay, the Fed is still talking tough on fighting inflation, but now you have two central banks, the Bank of England buying long-term bonds and the BOJ supporting the yen in there. It's a sign that central banks are looking at their policies, reassessing perhaps, but at least in public, not the Fed.
No, I think that's right, Brian. And we've been talking for some time about the desynchronized nature, not only of monetary policy, where you have the Fed and the ECB raising aggressively, the BOJ standing pat, and the PBOC of China cutting rates, but also you see the same in terms of the growth profile around the world, U.S., Europe slowing, Asia picking up. And I think that's really what markets are hopefully starting to focus on. The UK, I think, is kind of a specific example unto itself. And obviously, they've got themselves in what we have been calling a little bit of a tempest in a teapot.
I think other people would not be quite so diplomatic, Jay. It's certainly they've been accused of financial, let's say, negligence by some commentators out there. But the thing is, the markets were sending a signal to the administration, but the government seems not to be listening.
Well, I mean, I think the Bank of England, let's remember, is an independent entity, and I think it has heard the markets and has stepped in. And I think they have to, because the real issue here, Rashad, as I see it, is that raising rates spiking as they have, dramatic, unparalleled rate spikes, really means that when a huge amount of British mortgages, which tend to be fixed rate and short term, come to be refinanced in the next several quarters, the peak in that refinancing cycle for UK mortgages is literally in the next several quarters. It is going to create massive pain, huge yeah. issues regarding consumption, and that's really the risk that I think the BOE recognizes and is focused on trying to avoid. The administration, as you point yeah. out, either didn't think this through or thought it through and didn't think the markets would react as they have.
Well, you get these unintended consequences for sure whenever you have extreme policy. We know there's a big difference between financial market volatility and financial system instability. And this is the line that these central banks have to walk. Are we getting close to the latter there, financial system instability?
You know, and that's what, as you say, people are worried about. I mean, look, markets hate uncertainty, and there is just tons of uncertainty, you know, wherever you want to turn your head, across assets, across regions, et cetera. I personally, and we at TPW Advisory, do not see systemic risk, certainly yeah. not in the UK.
We talked a little bit about the Bank of England, and of course, it's probably not got any systemic effect outside of the UK. But, you know, how do you think the Fed, and what sort of prism did the Fed look at what was going on?
Well, I mean, I think the Fed is clearly focused on the U.S. and U.S. inflation. And look, it's been right to extrapolate over the last several months, higher inflation, in more aggressive Fed, and we at TBW Advisory think we're at the turn and that it's no longer right to extrapolate. We're looking for a 50 basis point hike in November, expecting better inflation data in between now and then, and that should lead to a peak in the dollar, and as that dollar rolls over, that opens up a lot of opportunities, you were just suggesting, in the commodity and emerging market equity space in particular.
So I mentioned unintended consequences. You know, one day there's no problem with the plumbing, then the next day you have a mess. Right now, the Fed, and I think you agreed, there isn't really a situation in the United States where you have financial system instability, but can it develop very quickly?
No, I don't think so, Brian. Look, one of the things that really differentiates the current environment from 08 or 01 is that if you look across the consumer, if you look across corporates, if you look across banks, everyone is in pretty good financial shape, right? All have money in their pocket, money on their books. And so they're really, you look at high yield. Credit is not suggesting there's any major problem coming out. And yet you can get 9% yield on U.S. High yield at this point. So when you look at things like credit, that doesn't suggest any real concern about
Jay,
risk. When you look at banks, same thing. Yes.
Jay, I beg to differ. Looking at the Treasury yield curve and looking at that inversion, that is telling you something.
Well, we actually prefer to look, Rashad, at the three-month 10-year yield curve, which we think it has better predictive power than the two-year 10-year, which is more popular. And the three-month 10-year is still 40 to 50 basis points wide. I mean, I think where there is concern is in the really aggressive move in real yields. Real yields right now are, for the 10-year, about 1.4%. They were pressing 1.6% over the last few days. That level is a level where typically the Fed needs to pay attention, because real, you know, paying inflation-adjusted rates of that magnitude are significant. The other point I would make is that the markets and consumers are not worried about unanchored inflation expectations. Inflation expectations, rather, seem extraordinarily well-anchored. And so the market believes the Fed will be successful. And you're now at a point where the market and the Fed, after the last couple of weeks, have agreed that we're probably going to have a terminal rate somewhere around 4.5%.
4.5%.
And so you have to get much more aggressive than that, I think, to really shock the market at this point.
You can see a lot of really abrupt moves, though, and sometimes this happens because of normal reasons. For instance, you had negative rates in a lot of Europe for a long time, and those buyers there, they bought a lot of corporate bonds in the United States, and they bought a lot of high yield. Now, there's a cash crunch. They need the money. A lot of countries' participants, citizens, need the money, and that money can rush out very fast. That could mean that, you know, yields get very unstable at some point. It's the type of thing that could happen quickly. I guess you think we don't see it at the moment.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, the volatility in the fixed income market is off the charts, right? If you look at the MOVE index for U.S. Treasuries, the VIX for fixed income, it's at record levels, and that's driven in large part by the illiquidity in the Treasury market, which is the world's most liquid financial market. It's approaching record illiquidity levels. So illiquidity leads to volatility, which leads to potential risk of things breaking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well put. Well put.
Jay, thank you so much for joining us. Jay Pilowski there. He's the founder and principal of a TPW Advisory, getting his take on these dramatic market moves. This is Bloomberg.